This is Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney. It's not often that a 93-year-old, a trapeze artist, a kid from the Sunnydale Projects, and a DJ from a gentleman's club can find something in common. But if you've ever been to Fifth and Market in downtown San Francisco, you know that the intersection is one place where this was possible. That's where people of all walks of life have been playing chess since the 1980s. But last week, the San Francisco Police Department confiscated chairs, chessboards, and game pieces from the area and shut down all competition. According to the police and local business owners, the chess playing wasn't a problem, but it attracted problematic behaviors like illicit drug use, illegal street barbecues, gambling, and other crime. So for now, the cops are holding the street chess scene in check. Whether or not that's checkmate, it's still to be determined. In this story from our archives, reporter Sam Harnett paid a visit to the mid-market chess scene and challenged the masters to a game.
There are 10 chess games running out here on the corner of Market Street and Mason, and it doesn't take a chess master to see who the regulars are.
But this way you kind of like put your bishop out of the game, and then plus you lock in your other bishop.
Yeah, it's
this way you can just...
I'm watching a Latino guy in a wheelchair destroy a college kid. He's showing him how he's losing on the chessboard, and he's right. That blocked bishop is useless. But that's easy to say from up here. When you're sitting down, it's a whole nother chess game. The competition is stiff, the 5-minute speed format is unforgiving, and the game completely absorbing. That's what draws people out here to play, but that's not all they do. They also eat, smoke, socialize, and gamble.
You don't want to play with me?
I don't know. Let me...
Play for a dollar or something.
All right. Sure.
I've been spotted, or fished, as they like to say out here. It's normally $5 a game, but the guy in the wheelchair can see I'm an easy catch. So he reels me in for a dollar game. Before I can sit down, I have to pay John Powell. He's in charge out here.
So each individual player, they give me a dollar for 1 hour of time. However many games you can get in during that hour, that's between you.
Powell learned how to play chess hanging around these tables. Now he comes every day to make a living.
Well, yeah, I do sustain myself in modest, very modest means, you know, because right now chess is a luxury.
There's nothing luxurious about these games. The tables and plastic chairs are worn, the stretch of street is dominated by empty storefronts and strip clubs, and the players range from quirky to ragtag. But even so, people of all kinds come to play chess here.
Because I've had affluent people from Pacific Heights sit down and play out here for hours. And then I've had people from Sunnydale Projects or people from the Tenderloin.
I'm about to join that melting pot. I give Powell a dollar, and he gives me a warning. Apparently, my opponent is one of the strongest players on the street. His name is Jorge Lopez.
Yeah. I've seen him run something that he calls a Great Wall of China. Or is this basically the first 7 or 8 moves is nothing but pawns?
To win out here, I'll have to contend with the Great Wall of China, not to mention everything else happening on the street. But as soon as I start playing, I get sucked in. Even though it's pretty clear, I don't stand a chance.
No, but remember the night was here at the last one. From here, you're not going to be able to cover.
No,
now
dead.
Your ass
I'm,
is out.
I'm dead.
Yeah, now there's nothing you can do. Unless you can give me the queen then. But yeah.
Before I know it, we played 6 games, and I've lost every one. For the last hour, the only thing that has mattered in the entire world is this chessboard. That kind of focus makes real-life problems fade away. And the guys out here have seen their fair share of real-life problems. Powell says the regulars come out for a community and a game that helps them stay sane.
Chess is something that not only affluent, educated people play, but everyone play.
Street players who want to test their skills walk a few blocks down Market to 57 Post Street, the Mechanics Chess Club. Tuesday night is tournament night, and when I arrive, club director John Donaldson is resetting a player's clock.
This is why I went to college for this. Okay, so we got 8.
Donaldson is the John Powell of the Mechanics Club. He organizes tournaments, promotes the club, and maintains order. When the clock is set, he leads me into the tournament room. Inside, the air is filled with the smell of sweat and the nerve-rattling sound of 30 ticking game clocks. Players of all ages and backgrounds are battling in games that can last hours. Donaldson points out the strongest player in the room, a 15-year-old competing in a separate tournament for Masters. The boy is Daniel Naroditsky. He was the World Youth Chess Champion in 2007. He's not the only character playing tonight. In the center of the room, I notice the same guy who beat me on the street, Jorge Lopez. The only thing missing is his dangling cigarette.
He was like the king of Fifth and Powell, and he came from over there to play in our tournament, and he's leading it now with 5-0.
Just like on the street, a diverse crowd comes to Mechanics for chess.
I think we figured like 14 different languages covered out of those 60 players, from Mongolian to Slovak to Tagalog to Armenian to Persian.
But there is a gap in diversity when it comes to gender. Carol Knopf is one of only two women competing tonight. She's a trapeze artist who started playing chess as an overworked graduate student.
So I was like late at night at home and I found chess.com on the internet and I thought, wow, I just go on and there's like an actual person on the other side somewhere in the world and you're playing with them.
Carl Wobeke says he's had a fraught relationship with the game.
My father was a sadist and he was a bad winner and I vowed to destroy him over the chessboard and that's why I got good. But it was bad motivation and that's why I dropped out.
Wobeke was the high school chess champion of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 50 years ago. Wobeke says it worries him to see kids studying the game and taking lessons at such an early age.
Enjoyment is the issue. Sometimes I get up in the middle of the game and look around, and the room is filled with unhappy faces. I mean, I don't know what the hell these people are doing here unless they have nothing else to do. Well, you know, I'm doing other things, too. I'm playing the trombone. I'm a professional astrologer. I'm, you know, meditating.
At the end of the night, a handful of people gather to watch Jorge Lopez play his final moves, as they often do on the street. Donaldson says he has a ton of respect for the street players. He's shocked when I tell him they've had to move their games from their longtime home at the 5th and Market BART station.
I notice those guys like shooting up or defecating on the street.
They just play chess, and they'll keep playing chess. Donaldson says no matter where the street players have to move, the doors to Mechanics will always be open. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Cross Currents.